It's FlameFlash.net episode 53. And I'm FlameFlash. Welcome aboard. Thanks for stopping by. And let's get started with the Raptor Report. If you're not familiar, first time stopping by, raptor.com/FlameFlash gets you to my nifty profile on this gaming social network site. And if it's not your first time, well, why haven't you signed up for raptor.com yet? Signed up, gone there, start tracking. It's nice to know where your hours go. For instance, You Don't Know Jack saw the light of day again this last week. Not a long session, but it's always a fun game to play with somebody else, especially in the same room, so you can throw things at each other. Not that that actually happens. Diablo 3 launched on Tuesday, and all of my tracked time is of me trying to log in. Hopefully I'll have more to report next week on Diablo 3. The son likes it. He was able to get in and play a little bit into it. Not much yet. It kicked him out too, eventually. So I think he clocked about an hour. Maybe more, maybe a little bit more, a little less. All his characters are still pretty low. I do not understand how somebody was able to knock out Diablo in 7 to 12 hours. Holy crap. Why? Why consume a game that fast? Can you even enjoy it when it's that fast? It doesn't make sense to me. Oh well. World of Warcraft is the last game on the Raptor Report. Yep, it's a short Raptor Report this week. Been a busy week. It's going to be a busy weekend because daughter has some ballet stuff to do. And I don't expect, unfortunately, there to be much gaming. We'll wait and see, though. In WoW, my Worgen Warrior got leveled. He is past 30 now. 30, 31, somewhere around there. It's funny watching him with his dual-wielded, single-handed heirloom swords up against, say, a two-hander wielding Worgen Warrior with full heirloom gear. And he's doing okay for himself. Not too shabby. I am still heavily debating whether I should dual spec him and pick up a prot spec or not. I tanked. I went and I healed. Returning to tanking on a character, I'm just not sure. It might be wise to try it out, to learn it, to understand it. Then I'll have gained some level of understanding of every tanking class until Mists. It's tempting. I'll probably do it, but we'll wait and see. Certainly won't be tonight. I'm going to try to get into Diablo 3 once we're done here. But that's the Raptor Report. Short, sweet, to the point. And I want to try to get into Diablo 3 because the servers are up, so let's get started on the Flame Flash Randomizer News Week. For instance, a 32-year-old English woman, she was paralyzed. And she successfully completed a marathon with a bionic suit. Bionic. We're talking new mobility. We're talking the future. Exoskeletons. These aren't new concepts, but a scientist over in the Middle East figured out how to do it, and how to do it effectively. It seems like this particular device was featured on Fox's television show Glee, for one of the characters who I guess is wheelchair bound. So they're trying to publicize this, get it out there, and let people know who might need it that it's there for them. Awesome. pure awesomeness. Now, a TSA, you know how much I love them, ordered an 18-month-old off of a plane. JetBlue swears that it was just a computer glitch. That after being detained for 30 minutes, what moron, excuse me, but what moron looks at a baby and says, I wonder if there's a security threat. For 30 minutes. I'm waiting. Oh yeah, the TSA, that's right. JetBlue claims it was a computer glitch, but the family was so embarrassed and humiliated that they just didn't get back on the flight. They claim it was probably racial profiling, and they're just blaming it on the computer glitch. We'll probably never know for sure, unless they sue them, which I hope they do. So, we'll talk about freedoms being taken away and freedoms being granted. Illinois law for not being allowed to record police has been struck down as a violation of the First Amendment. That's me clapping for those who aren't watching a video stream. Excellent. Awesome. It's about time. At least the courts haven't gone nuts yet. President and legislature, the executive and legislative branches seem to have, but the courts are at least staying true. It's a self-expression. If you are in a public place, while you have a right to ask somebody to stop photography in your general direction, it's very likely that you're going to get photographed. You're out in public. Now, if the Illinois law said you couldn't sneak and be a peeping Tom inside and look inside some police officer's home and see what they're doing, you know, off hours, then I'd be calling the judicial system morons as well. But this is out in broad daylight. It was being prohibited that you couldn't record an officer. No. Why are they afraid of being recorded is what I want to know. I am very appreciative of this getting struck down. We're going to jump into tech a little bit, gaming especially. The DSi, the DSi XL, price cut. DSi is going to go for $100 now. And the DSi XL, you know, the bigger one, $130. Go buy a 3DS. They're just trying to empty their stock. I understand that. But if you're going to get one of the older generation DSs, find a DS Lite. It still has the Game Boy Advance slot, and then you can, say, pull over your Pokemon characters still with Pokemon Diamond or Pearl, and then import those into Pokemon Black or White, and eventually import those into Pokemon Black or White 2. Yes, Pokemon. I went there. Speaking of which, they have two incoming games to the eShop on the 3DS. They are going to be upgrading the Pokedex, the three-dimensional Pokedex. This tells me all the creatures are rendered at this point. So why isn't Pokemon White, Pokemon Black 2 coming to the 3DS instead of the DS? I'll throw my arms up and move on, I suppose. But the eShop update for the Pokedex is going to be coming out. Plus, some augmented reality catch Pokemon in your house picture game. But supposedly you'll be able to bring those characters into Pokemon Black White 2. Which, again, doesn't that mean you should have been able to just started out on the 3DS and give us some 3D effects. Just saying. So, Amazon tells us that Diablo 3 was the most pre-ordered game of that site's history. Good. At least I feel better about the fact that I can't get in because there's that many people trying to get in that we're clogging all of the internet tubes. Speaking of internet tubes, Internet Explorer is coming to the 360. Heaven help them. Heaven help them all. My condolences, folks. The only time I use Internet Explorer, I'm going to walk the line here, is at work. And that's because we're fully Microsoft and that's what we do. Not that I work for Microsoft, distinction, but that we fully use those products. Walking the line. Otherwise, it's Chrome, Safari, or Firefox. Thank you very much. Harry Potter books, speaking of Amazon, are going to be on the Kindle Loaning Library as of June 19th. So fire up your Kindles, if you have them, use your iPad, and you get the Harry Potter books. If you haven't read them by now, from what the oldest son is saying, they're a good read. May as well give them a shot. If I had enough time to game, I might sit back and read those. But I don't. Of course, you could follow me on Twitter, FlameFlash, and find out what I'm reading because I do use the Goodreads app on my phone and update what page I'm on and whatnot. Twitter, by the way, says that users own their own posts. So what does this mean? Well, if you get a subpoena, or if actually Twitter is subpoenaed for information on your account, and you go to that account and delete a bunch of crap, Twitter says, no, the user wanted it deleted, so why should we stop them? Because they own their stuff. Previously, we'd reported how a judge said, oh, well, Twitter owns the stuff, so why are we even involving the schmuck whose account we're trying to subpoena? Twitter turned around and said, nope, we don't own these. Go back to the guy. Good luck. Rumor. Lego Lord of the Rings game. Only makes sense. We have Lego Lord of the Rings on the horizon. Toys. We have the Hobbit movie on the horizon. So a Lego Lord of the Rings game can encompass all four movies. Hobbit, Two Towers, Fellowship of the Ring, Return of the King. Slightly out of order, but you get the idea. Cool. Awesome. I hope that we eventually get a Lego Avengers as well. Maybe encompass the movies that have come out so far. Iron Man 1, 2, Thor, Captain America, Incredible Hulk, Avengers. They have the toys. They already have the rights. So it wouldn't be that much of a stretch. I mean, just today I had to delete an advertising email from Lego saying, hey, order $50 or more and you get this Hulk figurine exclusive to our store. Cool. But no. Not ordering Legos. At least at this moment. Alright. Oh, yeah. New piracy warnings on DVDs. No. So, does it give anyone else a huge sense of irony and maybe a little justice that pirates aren't faced with those warnings. Just laying it out there. Shouldn't they be spending their time, wasting their money, and not waste their money on changes to the piracy warnings, or try and actually get these people, catch these people? I just don't understand it. Why are you punishing the legitimate buyers? And buyers. I'm just having segues all over the place. Ubisoft has a PSN sale right now. Maybe on Xbox as well. These are the people who brought us Prince of Persia, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. Couldn't get into the movie. I like the game. Awesome. Go to their little section. They have a little box on the PSN store, PlayStation Plus, or new releases, and see what they have to offer. Never hurts to see what they have to offer, after all. And if you've been looking for a way to eat up that pesky, weird credit, now might be the time to go ahead. Ooh, more gaming news. Excellent. Kind of broken up a little bit. Steam. Hopefully everybody's familiar with Steam at this point. Valve companies, software distribution, store, and network. Now, you can log into a web browser and tell your computers that are running the Steam client, start a download. Buy this game. Start downloading it now so it's ready for me when I get back home from work. Wow. Now, Xbox 360 did this first. You have to give credit where credit's due. I would absolutely love if the PlayStation Network would get on this bandwagon and let me see who's online, see what achievements I've received or trophies, and see what's out there on the store. And tell my PlayStation, hey, next time you're turned on, start downloading this demo. Start downloading this game, because I just bought it on the website. No problem. Please have that feature, Sony, next console, if you can't do it now. Speaking of downloading updates, Mario Kart 7 received its update. All you have to do is go to the Nintendo eShop on your 3DS, and it's going to be on the lower bar, the lower flick bar, for a little while, I assume. It's on the left. My left. Your left. I'm waving at the camera for those listening to the podcast. But that's pretty awesome. Nintendo finally patched a game. And without any weird rigmarole mailing the system, and you get a special fixed channel to do it, it's about time Nintendo woke up to this. I really hope it continues. Oh. Well, we're going to slide into some Blizzard news in a second. But first off, Portal 2 gets a level editor. You know, same guys that made Steam, the Steam store, those same guys that run that, made Portal 2, made Portal, Team Fortress, probably some other games that I can't think of off the top of my head because I've only really played Portal and Portal 2, but a level editor. Awesome. I look forward to seeing creations when I finally have a chance to hop into the game again. So, Game Australia. This is the name of the store. Game. Very creative. Is going into administration over there in Australia. My condolences, folks. Never a good thing. Administration is kind of like bankruptcy as far as I'm understanding it. Write in, podcast@flameflesh.net. If I'm wrong, blatantly wrong, love to hear that. Or love to hear from you anyway. Just saying. But Game Australia goes into administration. Now, part of this means if you pre-ordered Diablo 3, you were suddenly screwed. No Diablo 3 for you, even though you put money down for it. Why? Because that means that they can run off with whatever funds were there. Not really. They have to be starting to pay creditors back and pay off their debts and that kind of thing. But you, the consumer, are the last debt that they care about paying out to. It's just how it is. Because, you know, government writes the rules. And government's interests are always with business, regardless of the side of the aisle you're on. The populace isn't happy if the businesses aren't doing well, after all. But Game Australia, no D3 pre-order. Unless, of course, the store gets a copy or two, then you can go and fight with your buddies over it. But Blizzard comes out and says, what? No. Game Australia screwed up. But that doesn't mean all of our potential players have to be punished. So Blizzard is saying to everyone, go to our store, buy a digital copy, get the receipt to us of the copy you had before, or were going to have before, and if you get it to them by, I believe it's June 30th, the card you used to pay for Diablo 3 is refunded however much your pre-order amount was. And this is part of the reason why I don't pre-order games from the store that you have to pay money up front. It just doesn't make sense to me business-wise anymore. At all. You should consider it a layaway program, if anything, and give the company however much money you feel is safe to do and appropriate to catch whatever new thing is coming out for pre-order. You don't have to. Amazon charges you when it ships. Why should Game Australia or GameStop here in the U.S. charge you that $5 fee or that $10 fee? You can't say it's administrative purposes because they make you hang on to the receipt and prove that you are the one that pre-ordered it after all. Seems pretty easy and straightforward until you consider that they're insisting on turning around and making a revenue off of your pre-order by sliding it into a savings account for a couple of weeks. Just saying. Now, Diablo 3 Starter Edition. I mentioned this on the unboxing of the Diablo 3 Collector's Edition, but the Starter Edition is basically the beta. Cool. So, they're giving us a demo. A demo. Play with your friends, potentially, and see what the game has to offer. The beta is what sold me on Diablo 3. Had I not been invited to the beta, I probably would have ignored Diablo 3. And yet, here I am, sitting on that bookshelf at the top, just waiting for me to crack that behind-the-scenes Blu-ray and see how they made this thing. Oh! Oh, here's one. Talking about Blizzard a little bit more and Steam. Hey! Blizzard Dota versus Valve's Dota 2. Valve gets to keep Dota 2 for commercial purposes. Blizzard is going to use Dota only for their non-commercial purposes. What this means is Steam can promote their Dota 2 game, and Blizzard can still promote their community of players who might be playing Dota. Works. It's going to be Blizzard All-Stars now, I believe, is the replacement title. It was going to be Blizzard Dota. But I think I like Blizzard All-Stars as a title better anyway. Finally, last but not least, this is huge news for the World of Warcraft universe. Cross-realm zones. So before, you're walking through the Barrens. The infamous Barrens chat is roiling away over there on the general channel. And all you want to do is quest through the place, level up, and get out. Well, now you're going to have a much more crowded zone. So you're the only one in the zone, or the only one of five. Barrens, southern and northern, are a pretty big zone. It's one reason why they Blizzard split it in half after Cataclysm. But it's still a pretty big zone. So now you're likely to actually run into somebody, even group with them, even though if they're of a different server than you. Very cool. There's some concern, some fear for resource nodes and that kind of thing, but I think we need to wait and watch. This is something that's going to come out with Mists, and I frankly look forward to it. I am a social person, especially in-game. The only question I have, because it's if you're on a PvP server, you get to cross-zone with other PvP servers, and a player versus an environment server, you get to cross-serve with player versus environment, PvE. The only time you can cross for ending up on a PvP server is if one of your friend, real ID friends can pull you in with a group invite. Not overly intimidating until, say, a bunch of people show up of your real-life friends suddenly to back you up, plus your guild. Ashen Vale's Inn is going to be protected once again. Yeah, I still remember those days when the boats were at Aberdeen and whatnot. But I'm looking forward to that new feature. The beta is still in full swing, though haven't really logged into that, haven't had the chance. Flame Flash. You can find me as Flame Flash on Facebook.net, Facebook.com. We have a FlameFlash.net fan page, there we go. PlayStation Network, Twitter, on Xbox Live. I happen to be FlameFlash82. I'm over as Flame Flash on Raptor, however. Steam, same way. I'm out there. I'm everywhere. Ha 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 ha. Oh, that's right. Flame Flash is also my battle tag number. And if Facebook actually moves fast enough, let's see here. My battle tag. Where did that go? I've been overly active. Ah, here it is. Flame Flash, number 1847. That's where I am, guys. FlameFlash.net. Thank you for stopping by. This has been episode 53. Now, time to go slaughter Diablo.